it's, it is to clarify that point. I mean, it's slippery. But it's, okay. Anything else? Okay. Let me. I mean, I think really the direction. I mean, the way the steps. Really, I think Shavuos comes first, and then you know that's the, at least the progression of the Svaras. You know what I mean? But the Svara I had for the second step was very similar to a Moshe said. So I'm not sure if I should start by trying to clarify Moshe's thing and. Or we go over to the Shavuos part, which is a completely different thing.
Or go in order of steps.
Well,
kind of
no Moshe, start with the Shavuos.
Okay, fine. I mean, I don't care. I think it's the more logical order. Say, hold in mind, just fine. Yeah. In the back of your mind, keep what Moshe said, and we'll get to it. We'll get to, you know, but just when I say that, I'm going to be clarifying what Moshe said, so that's what I'm just saying. But we'll do it, so we'll put that aside for now, that approach. But I think it's a good approach, and anyway, so it doesn't matter to it. But let's just go with the Shavuos itself, okay? And for that, maybe I'll ask you. I mean, what is the Shavuos? I mean, what's the idea? What's the purpose of Shavuos? What Shavuos? Shin Vez Vav Taf. It's like to rest. Yeah, yeah. That's what they call it. Shavuos. It's resting. It's an extension of the resting of the Deoraisa. Deoraisa's resting is Malachos. The Shavuos, Tishvos is even other things. So I don't know why they call it the Shavuos. It's an extension of the resting of the Raisim. So this kind of those kind of ones which are Gezerim, the Rabbanon, protecting the Raisim, they call it the category Shavuos. So what's the idea of Shavuos? Why is Shavuos made?
And they're
so you don't transgress.
Exactly. To protect the Deoraisa. To protect the Deoraisa. To protect the Deoraisa. So I can't climb a tree.
That's not the only Shavuos. What? It's two Shavuos. The Shavuos is protecting the Deoraisa, and then there's also Kain, the Deoraisa, which has nothing to do with protecting it, though. I mean, back to
the
Rama.
Right?
Yeah, the Rama.
What is Kain?
Like what?
Like, he says, like, what's
the name of the Shavuos?
No, not the other of the Shavuos.
No, what's
the
Shavuos?
A bunch of examples. He has Kains.
Right. I mean, those are the two categories of Shavuos, right? What's wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Let's go. Simple pshat in Shavuos is protection. I mean, let's go with that. Okay, is that you talking about?
Oh, yeah, is that?
Okay, that's fine, yeah. Okay. So Shavuos is, let's say, protected in the Deoraisa. Okay? Now, fine. So, the thing is like this, is that, let me just get the point across, I don't want to find about it, but you can't climb a tree, because if I climb a tree, I may rip off a branch.
Right.
Which is bad. We don't want you to do that, right? Now, do we want you to rip off a branch on Rosh Hashanah in order to get a shofar? Is that okay? Why not? Because he not say del chasev
v'osa.
Right? So, the deoraisa, again, the climbing a tree isn't usher because of itself, so to speak. It's usher because of what it will lead to.
Right. It's like an empty shell.
Now, what it will lead to, the question is, on Shabbos, we know what it will lead to is a very bad thing. And it's a deraisa. Okay? Now, what about when it's Yontif and it's Rosh Hashanah? So, what it will lead to is also bad because Ein Aseh Docha Lo Saseh
V'Aseh. But the thing is, it doesn't necessarily have to
lead. Hold on. I know, but that's the idea of a Shavuos, is that it's... There's maybe we're going to make a reality, or we have to deal with as a real possibility, and we're going to answer it because of that, maybe.
Right?
So now, therefore, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, should the Shavuos exist? Or is the Shavuos, or is, does it still serve to protect, or is that which it's protecting still have purpose?
In the shofar case.
In this case, even in this case, it still has purpose to exist. Why? Because the thing it's protecting.
Still there.
Still there. Okay? And in what it's protecting, in other words, even though it happens to be Rosh Hashanah, in other words, the Shavuos, see, my point is like this, when you're dealing with a clash of a Shavuos versus a Rosh Hashanah, it's not a clash of Shavuos isn't its own Esser, such that it's like you have a clash between substance A and substance B, Shavuos and Malacha. Exactly. It's not Shavuos versus Shofar. Shavuos points you to what it's protecting. Now, the Isser of Shavuos is because it's a Shema Yavali day, or because it's Ke'ein, a Deoraisa. It's because of the Deoraisa that it gains its existence. Now, is that the oraisa a problem on Rosh Hashanah? Yes, because Eino Sidachol Osei Vaasei. So the Shavuos, which is a protector of that or an extension of that, will also exist. It still serves to protect that which it's protecting.
That's why the
Shavuos
stands.
The main point again is the Shavuos isn't, it's because the nature of the Shavuos is not its own substance, but it is, it's not just a free existing Issa D'Rabban, okay? Which is why this won't work for the Tchum. But its existence is as a protection of the D'Oraisa. So now in the class, you have to consider, well, now you have this protecting D'Oraisa, which is, as I say, Moseh versus Shofar. So the protection still has to exist. The very reason why they set it up still exists. Because the fact that a shofar is in the picture doesn't affect the whole issue. Because I can't rip off the branch to get a shofar either. Because you know, say the Shofar still exists.
Why not say that the
Shofar
is still saying that there is a chance that if you climb a tree, you will rip off a branch?
Yeah.
And the Rabbanan Paskin that you can't take that risk. But the idea of not taking the risk would be gone in the face of a deraisa. In the face of when you have to, there's something that you have to do, that risk, which was only established by the Rabbanan, fades away, and I'm allowed to take a risk. I'm not allowed to rip off
that. That's what I understand.
But I can take the risk.
Shouldn't it eliminate that extension?
I thought up like a proof that this is wrong, though. That you're not allowed to ride an animal even in the desert.
Yeah.
It sort of invents its own thing that it no longer matters about risk.
No, it becomes a low plug.
Right.
Wouldn't it be
Plug?
Yeah.
Right.
Let me just one more.
Let me think about it. Let me get back to your question. But I think this could be what the Ron is getting at. Okay. I think. And it's hard, he doesn't say that much, but let's see what he says. He says, the Chachamim, what's that?
It's like they channel the force.
Yeah, right, right, exactly. Like, it has the, it's so to speak, like the Rabbah Shvus has the knocking force, or the, the clashing power of that, not of itself, but of that which it is serving to protect.
Right.
Because
right.
that is its whole...
Right.
That is what it is. It's the protection of that. So now when you have a clash, that's the force which it gains.
It's like kind of a cousin to Moshe's whole idea of, it's protected by a bigger idea.
Yeah, but the only thing is, it's similar, but it's the only thing is, this is limited to Shvus. Because pure Darabani not gonna be able to say it. Moshe's type of thinking
could be
by Bath. He says, Torah. The Chachamim made strength to their words here, like the Torah. The Kivan de Lo Dachi Malacha de Oraisa. Since the shofar isn't gonna push off the Malacha de Oraisa, let's say the ripping off the branch, Avshel se Devarim lo yitcha. So too the Shavuos Derabanan, which is protecting that Deraisa, it's not going to knock off. It means they gave their own Isser strength like the Deraisa's strength. But how could they do that? It's because their Isser isn't their own Isser. It is to the strength of the Deraisa. That's the whole thing, is they're strengthening the Deraisa.
That bottom was a kevan. What do you mean kevan? Since it's not a push up the dress, explain what he's just pushing off the question. But
right.
then
the kevan
now
the
makes,
right,
right,
right.
That makes sense. Once you
know, right, it's because
right.
of that.
Right.
Because that is the notice, the reason why the shvus was created still exists. Because they're worried the risk that you may rip it off is a reality. So if that risk is a reality, then the fact that there's a mitzvah shofar there doesn't affect that risk, because that's just as usur whether there's a mitzvah shofar there or there's not a shofar there. It doesn't affect the risk at all. So you happen to be getting a bonus because you're doing mitzvah shofar, but that bonus isn't worth anything, because you see the Torah says Eino Seidocha Lo Seiv Asai. So it's basically as if there is no mitzvah shofar. The mitzvah shofar is pushed aside. Right? I mean, that's I'm answering what you're...
I'm still bothered.
You're saying
that it answers my
question?
Yeah, I'm still bothered by that.
I wouldn't say so.
Okay, well, pause. So let's get this one.
Now we have an answer.
Yeah, well, hold on. Well, this explains why Shavuos, this is all good. Because the Shavuos' existence is related to the Deraisa, which is protecting, or it's Cain. But which and that deraisa is the los tevase. So therefore, it has the strength of the deraisa. But what about tchom or muktza, which is a standalone derabanan? It's not protecting of any ase velos ase. It's really like a pure derabanan. So now you can't tell me it's gonna have the force of the deraisa, which was protecting, because it's not protecting an ase velos ase a deraisa. It just doesn't. It's a different kind of a thing. It's the yom. In the abstract, bring has a certain objective or whatever, and therefore the Rabbanan made certain takana halachas in line with its objective of the yom. But what is that? It's not directly associated with a particular los aseh v'aseh, such that in the clash, that's what's going to come up. That's what Shomer is going to come up against. So this answer is exclusive, and it's good. It should be a separate step because that's the way the Gemara does it. I mean, the Mishnah breaks it up into separate step. This is a different chiddush from the. Then not only this, but even tchum, even a real derabanan, even this new chiddush of a real derabanan, which we have to explain. What's that new chiddush?
And the Ron clearly is not commenting on that. I mean, he just says
right. According to right, I mean, the Ron, it's not clear from his lashon what he's trying to explain. But I think that this does he say shvus specifically? I think his lashon. If you don't have a svara for him, I think you could try to apply him to whatever you want to apply. Oh, he says that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Perfect. Yeah, so that's good. That's by Shvaz.
Yeah.
But Muktzah and Pekach Gal are in Shvaz. By the way, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel don't have this third step. They don't have... the Rambam just has his case. I think he just brings it out. Did he look at it? He just brings it out Malacha and Shvaz. I don't think he doesn't have Tchum for some reason. He just drops it out of the thing. And I think he drops out... Let's look at the Rambam.
Stuff.
What?
Okay, Mishnah in general doesn't have Tchum.
The Ron, this case, right? He has this case. Yeah, you have it.
Well, that's not what's open to it.
Oh, okay. So yes, does anyone know? Aleph Dalet.
Aleph Dalet is based on.
And Shofar, right?
Yeah.
Shofar, I don't know, I think you're right. Shofar, Shofar, Shona. In Machalom of Esayantef, Bafil Dover Shu Mishim Shvas. Okay? Now he's going to do Ketzad. But you can't be Machal Yantef, even Shvas. Okay? Ketzad. Haya Shofar Barosha Ilan Omever Anar. Okay? Vein lo Shofar Elohu. Ein lo Ola Beilan. Vein lo Shofar Neimanik Delvino. So you can't climb a tree or you can't swim, which are two Shvases. Certainly you can't cut it off or cut it or do some malacha. He just doesn't have the tchum case altogether, nor does he have the pikoch hagal case.
Well, did he bring down tchum maybe?
Tchum is the rest for him anyway.
No.
But
he has what?
No,
on the Ron Yantef? I couldn't find if it was the Ron Yantef or what he holds about tchum on Yantef. It's the Raisa or the Rabbana. Yeah. The Ram holds the Raisa, but I don't know what he holds by Yantef. I looked around, I couldn't find it. But he doesn't have, yeah, I mean, still, I mean, you could say. Yeah, but a malacha.
So what's the
wrong with it? Tchum isn't a malacha. So even though the Rosh Abbas is not a malacha.
The wrong thing is the Raisa, but not a malacha.
Right, it's a separate lav. Separate lav.
So that would only be mitzvah sase then?
Yeah, it's a big problem. I don't know why the Ram.
What is the Ram?
Whatever.
But the Ram doesn't have whatever it is. All he has to answer is shvus and deraisa, which we already answered. According to Ram, it's good. I there are good problems on the Ram. What does he do with that part of the mission? I don't know what he does. I don't know. It's a good question. I have no idea. I don't know. The Rabbeinu Chananel learns shvus and deraisa, and he learns the pekil chagal. He learns his also deraisa. Somehow they say it's some sort of malacha. So then pekil chagal it would be included under malacha. Like a building or digging or making a hole, something like that. And tchum, I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think they're even that bothered by it. I mean, I seem to remember I looked. They don't really make such a big deal. As if he didn't leave anything out here. I don't know. It's something that if you guys want to look into it. I didn't look into it that much. But if you find something, someone talks about it, or if you want to think about it, we could try to think about it. But my point is that he and Rabbeinu Chananel would be satisfied with our answer up until this point. We don't have anything more to say. We explain the Shavuos, and that's all there is. But the Rashi's way of learning the Gemara is that there's another step. And the Gemara also implies there's another step. I mean, the Ram's hard. I'm just saying that conceptually, he answered the problem he's answered. The problems how he works the Mishnah and the Gemara are our problems. But the way Rashi learns, we still have a problem. We still haven't explained the original problem. Is how does a pure derabanan win out over a deraisa? right, over the rest of Shofar. Why can't Shofar knock out the pure Darabon, which is a standalone Darabon? It's really Darabon, and it's not attached to a Daraisa of Seva Lotso, say. So that's the problem. Okay? Right?
You're all saying that. Okay, but I was just thinking that. See, I think that you have to look at this type of clash of an Asay and a Los Asay is not like your ordinary clash. Okay? Like, for instance, you have Mila B'Tzaras. Okay? You have a clash between the Mitzvah Asay of Mila and the Isser of cutting off Tzaras. Okay? It's, so to speak, a one-on-one. Okay? There's like an individual Maisa Mitzvah Mila and an individual Isser of cutting off Tzaras, and you have to decide which is stronger. Okay, so yeah, I say the whole Asas. Okay, but I'd say it's like this: is that when you have an Isser of Yantav, okay, there are this clash which we have between, let's say, Tchum and between Tchum versus Shofar. So it would be wrong to look at it and say, well, we have a clash, a one-on-one. Tchum versus Shofar. Okay? See, because Tchum, it doesn't exist. It's not like just like one of the tiring messes of Tchum or whatever. It's just a separate Isser that just exists in a vacuum. See, but Tchum is, like we say, it's Kein De'oraisa, but the Chacha, it's part of a whole Yom. It's a part of a Yom. This is a Yom of Yantav. Okay? And then the Rabbanon are making, when they set up Tchum, they're making it a part of the Kedushas HaYom of Yantav. It's I'm not saying, I'm just elaborating. I'm not giving all different things. Okay? It's a part of the Yom of Yantav. That's when everyone set it up. They're protecting, or whatever it is, enhancing the Yom of Yantav. It's a part of that the Yom of Yantav. That's the way Tchum exists. Okay? And Shofar is also it's part of the, is another element of the Yom of, let's say, of Rosh Hashanah. It's only in Rosh Hashanah. So I say when you have a clash here between Tchum and Shofar, it's not just a clash of Isser Tchum, Mitzvah Shofar, but it's a clash of, so to speak, two elements of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I say the element of Rosh Hashanah shares with all other Yom Tovim. Is the underlying Kedushas Yantav, okay? Which is right, because that's Tchum is really is an Isra Malacha and Tchum in the whole framework of which exists on Yantav. It's because Rosh Hashanah is it's like a hybrid, it's Yantav plus Shofar, really. So the Yantav, the underlying Kedushas Yantav, Tchum is a part of a greater picture. It's a part of the underlying Kedushas Hayom, the Kedushas Yantav, okay? And Shofar is a different aspect of the Yom, which is the Yom Shrua. Rosh Hashanah is like a mix. It's a Yantav which has an element of Yom Shrua, which is another aspect of the Yom. It's like, so to speak, a positive element of the Yom, which is added on to the underlying Kedushas Yom of Yantav. Okay? So now when you have a clash here, there's really a clash between these two aspects of the Yom. Again, Tchum they don't exist independently. They exist as a part of a greater framework. In the framework, there's two aspects of the Yom. Now, the question is, which aspect of the Yom is stronger, so to speak? Well, I'll tell you which one. The one which has an Asay and a Los Asay versus the one which is just an Asay. The aspect of the Yom of Kedushas Yantav, the underlying Kedushas Yantav, is an element which the Torah gave an Asay and a Los Asay in creating. It's Tishbos, Shabbason, and it's a Los Asay Kamalacha. So that element of the Yom is an Asay V'Los Asay. The element of Yom Tzuri Yalachem is only an Asay. So therefore, we encounter a different kind of a clash, and a different kind of an Asay Dochol Asay V'Asay. It's a clash not in particulars, but in like frameworks. There's a framework of Yontif which is an Asay V'Los Asay, and a framework of Yontif which is just an Asay. So Ein Asay Dochol Los Asay V'Asay. Okay, and maybe it's just a diak, but if you look at the Gemara, what does it say? It says, why isn't it docha? It says, Shofar Asay, let me just see the lashon here. Shofar Asay, who would be Yantav Asay Velasay? What's Yantav? You should say Malacha Asay Velasay, whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it could be, it's a Yontif is a reference to the entire, you know, framework of Yontif, the entire the realm of Kedushas Yontif. You know, I mean, it's not making a particular reference to Tchomer, to Xero, to Yontif. Whereas Yontif is that aspect of the Yom, the Yontif aspect.
Even the Yontif in general, or the idea of Shvis of Yontif?
It's a good question.
Because these two seem to be dealing with it together with Shvis.
Well, does Tchom, I mean, that's a good question. Is Tchom specifically related to Shvis? I mean, Shvis is a connotation of like Malacha. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's why, I mean, and, like, is Muktza then is Shvisa? I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I'd say that even, like, Muktza, all the different components, Shvisa and Malacha, they're all forming the Kedushas Yontif. You know what I mean? Like, you have all the different aspects which exist on Yontif, on a normal Yontif, on, you know, converge to form an idea of Yontif, a certain substance of the Kedushas Yontif. And Rosh Hashanah is like a two-faceted day. It's Yontif plus another mitzvah or another theme which is added into the Yom.
Can you say the same thing about like Sukkot, which also has that idea?
Yeah, it probably could, plus? Yeah. It would seem so. It would seem so. Yeah, that's like the positive aspect. It's like, there's like the Isser, the Kedushas Hayom, which is so to speak the Isurim, which you are...
manifestation of the same, right.
Yeah, right. The Isser, the Kedushas Hayom is the Isurim, which you're basically refraining from all kinds of things which take you away, which make Yontif distinct from every other day because of the things which you're refraining from, the Malachos and the Tchom, the going outside of the Tchom and the Tiltol of every other day, the underlying Kedusha of the day. But then, besides for that, there's a positive aspect of Yontif, of Rosh Hashanah, or different Yontif, different positive aspects. So the positive aspect is not just that you're not doing things, which are, it's the, there's a mitzvah say of shofar.
Little out of left field, is there any way that we could fit this in with the Ron sort of disregard of this question?
I don't know.
In that, like, as soon as somehow, when he was answering the question of how does the Shavuos not have a problem from that idea, it's clearly evident of the second idea. I mean, if you were to say, like Moshe, that it was straight like Shavuos, that idea encompassed both,
right,
then it would be okay. Because then as soon as you get that, it's immediately understood because it encompasses both.
Right.
But if you want to say both ideas like you are, then
I understand.
I want to know if like maybe it flows right into it. If the Ron could maintain that.
That's a good question.
Can you say it again?
You're just saying, well, the Ron, it's funny, the Ron only deals with the Shvus problem. I mean, it's just not a question. I mean,
Well, he recognizes the question, and then he just sort of disregards it. So, I'm thinking that maybe the Ron maintains that the Svara that we come up that answers the first question just immediately leads to the next. Because I think the jump that we're making is how the Rabbanan
relates to the Raisa.
Well, partakes of the Raisa.
Relate. Partake is a form of relation.
I mean, the two things aren't like completely different. I mean, they're in the same ballpark, but the Shvus one is more like the Shvus you could relate to the Deoraisa in like in particular. You know, I mean, so far as the particular Isser is concerned, its existence in particular is like attached to Deoraisa. You know, to Deoraisa. The other one you have to do through the Yom, you know, through that aspect of the Yom. And that means that you could say the same type of thing. It's like they made Chizuk Dvarim means that they've made it a part of that aspect of the Yom. No, I don't know. It's not what I'm saying. This idea isn't what I'm saying. I don't think that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't know. It's a good question. It's not a good question. Why does he deal with that? I mean, he should at least say, you know, why does he limit himself? I mean, it's true saying, you know, but it could use a few more words just to say it. Tchom or so, you know, something like that. You know what I mean? He does limit himself for some reason. It's a good question. I don't know.
I think that somehow he, as soon as you answer that first question, it like just immediately flows into the next.
Yeah, that would be nice if you could show that. But I don't say that it has to be that way. I mean, it's a good question why he doesn't do it. But, you know, but even if you say that, it doesn't really answer the question totally. Because still, I mean,
I mean, immediately, you know, like, it's, it has to be, like, clear as day that it's the exact same thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see why he would not, you know, leave it out still, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's still another step. I mean, otherwise, why does he have to even throw in the word Shvus? Just say, the whole thing, he doesn't have to say Shvus. I don't know why he even says the word Shvus according to that, you know? I mean, he does say Shvus, so it seemed like he's specifically limited. Af Shvus de Devarim Lo Yitcha. It should say after Rabbanan Lo Yitcha, or something like that, you know? I don't know. It's a good question, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe look around, see if anyone else deals with the problem. I didn't see anyone else who dealt with the problem. It's an open problem. I mean, it's the wrong deal.